What you are about to hear is part of the Podgods Network. If you have a problem with anything you hear, please write it in an email and go fuck yourself. Enjoy the show.
Okay, let's get this promo recorded, shall we? Where's Rita? Has anybody seen Rita? Where the fuck is Rita?
Morning!
You're late.
Oh, leave it out, Adam. I was in hair and makeup.
But this is an audio promo.
Yes, so I want to look good for the promo. What's your point? It's not all for you, Adam. I mean, I do have other things to be getting on with. This promo thing is a big favour for you, you know.
Oh, yeah, I know. I am grateful.
Good. Okay, now let's just get this done. I'm getting hot and bored already.
All right, then. Let's get this going.
Oh, hang on a second. Let me just get some water.
Okay.
Humana. Excuse me.
You done?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okie dokie. Right. The Oddcast Podcast UK promotional bumper, take one.
Hi, I'm Rita Imnani, and I'm here to tell you all about the wonderful podcast, The Oddcast Podcast UK. It's the podcast nobody is listening to. Can we cut? Sorry, can we cut for a second?
What's that?
I said podcast way too many times in that.
Sounded fine to me.
Yeah, Adam, but we all know how difficult it is for you to string a bloody sentence together. Do you know what I mean? So,
all right, let's just move on. We'll sort that bit out later.
All right, of course you will.
Right, okay. Let's go again. Take two.
Hi, I'm Rita Imnani, and I'm here to tell you all about the wonderful podcast, The Oddcast Podcast UK. It's the podcast nobody is listening to. Wait, cut.
What now?
The podcast nobody is listening to? Seriously, you still want to go with that?
Well, I like it.
Well, I'm sure I can come up with a better slogan.
Really? Well, go on then. Be my guest.
Brilliant, okay. The Oddcast Podcast UK. It's the podcast nobody likes.
Cut.
The Oddcast Podcast UK. It's three dicks and a microphone.
Cut.
The Oddcast Podcast UK. A show what once caused several people to die of boredom.
What? No, cut.
The Oddcast Podcast UK. A podcast that makes you feel like you're on a constant period.
Oh, no, cut.
The Oddcast Podcast UK. A podcast that makes you feel like you have a tampon stuck up your ass.
What the? No, cut!
The Oddcast Podcast UK. The podcast that is shit.
Cut!
The Oddcast Podcast UK. A podcast that taught my nan about strangle wanking.
No, cut.
The Oddcast Podcast UK. A podcast hosted by Adam Barker.
Is that it?
The biggest prick in Essex.
Cut.
The Oddcast Podcast UK. It's a podcast where the host, Adam, gets you to record hundreds and hundreds of promos and recordings, taking up a lot of your free time, making you feel like you're constantly working for someone who doesn't even pay you, when you could actually be out doing something productive with your day and getting on with your day job, as opposed to recording crap for a podcast nobody is listening to. Oh, I give up. The Oddcast Podcast UK, the podcast nobody is listening to. # not listening.
Right, tell them where to find us.
Right. Go to www.barkerpodcasts.webs.com or thepodgodsnetwork.com to listen to all the podcasts.
Read the rest.
I am bloody reading it. Also, find it on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Simply type in the Oddcast Podcast UK. Okay, can I go now?
And that's a wrap. Good job, Rita.
Fuck off, Adam.
Start yourself radio station. Oh, boy, we're radio engineers.
Would that be me?
Should I work at the... Yes.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, we're here with Jessica Moore singing This Charming Man.
Right, that's going to confuse
those of you that everybody. Don't know. Jessica Moore is the singer with Chase the Enemy, the band that is here with us for this this week's show.
Hello.
Are you looking forward to the show?
Yeah.
Can't wait.
This is a podcast intro. This is for people who didn't listen to the show live.
Yes, this is. If you've downloaded the song, this isn't a song. This is a podcast.
I thought you said schlong then.
Schlong.
If you've downloaded the schlong,
you want to download my schlong?
Yeah, no.
Not really.
No.
Oh, right, yes, this is the podcast. And if you are listening to this, you have downloaded it. Well done, you. This is Panic Stations. We've got an awesome show lined up for you. We're going to play some good music. We're going to have a band playing here, wonderful Chase the Enemy. And we're going to chat absolute nonsense.
Yes.
Nonsense, nonsense, nonsense!
Nonsense!
And it's going to be great.
It is, because, you know, this is a podcast. It's part of the Barker Podcast Collection.
Yeah,
which is also part of the Podgods network.
Yeah, Podgods. You are, of course, the podcast king.
Yeah, so go to barkerpodcast.webs.com or podgodsnetwork.com.
And if you like what I'm doing, thanks.
Do you know what? People have already heard it because I edit this. What you heard before this intro was my promo for the Oddcast Podcast UK.
Yes, yeah, that annoying little minute and a half at the beginning of the podcast.
That was not a minute and a half, about 5 minutes.
I knew it seemed long. I just wanted to
it's a brand new one. I just played it.
Oh, is it? Oh,
yeah, right. Because, you know, this is how it works. Like, this has already been edited. Even though we're sitting here recording it now, it's already been done, technically. So they've already heard the 5 minute promo at the start of the show.
It's like, this later.
Yeah.
Now.
Thomas is really confused.
It's not a podcast yet.
Yeah. But we're recording it, so when you listen back to it, because now you're going to listen back, you'll be like, it makes so much sense.
Yeah.
Well, I did hear that.
I like listening back to the podcast. I download. Obviously, I'm here for the recording of it, and I hear it live. But then I download the podcast to listen back and see how unfunny we were.
Well, you do miss a lot, don't you?
You do, and it's surprising some of the things that we say that make me laugh that I didn't laugh at the time or I didn't remember us saying.
There you go. Oh, that's brilliant. Yeah,
that's because we're fucking geniuses.
Yeah.
Boom. Anyway, we're gonna we'll go with the podcast, shall we?
Oh, yeah. It's a beautiful podcast.
Yeah?
I've seen into the future.
I'm going to go and tell Will Smith to get himself ready. This is Panic Stations. Now this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. And I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel Air. In West Philadelphia, born and raised, on the playground is where I spent most of my days. Chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool and all, shooting some b-ball outside of the school. When a couple of guys who were up to no good started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got in one little fight and my mom got scared and said, you're moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel Air. I begged and pleaded with her day after day, but she packed my suitcase to send me on my way. She gave me a kiss and then she gave me my ticket. I put my Walkman on and said, I might as well kick it. First class, yo, this is bad. Drinking orange juice out of a champagne glass. Is this what the people of Bel Air living like? This might be alright. I whistled for a cab and when it came near, the license plate said crushing it and dice in the mirror. If anything, I can say that this cab was rare, but I thought, nah, forget it. Yo, home to Bel Air. I pulled up to the house about 7 or 8 and I yelled to the cabbie, yo home, smell you later. Looked at my kingdom, I was finally there, to sit on my throne as the Prince of Bel Air. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Panic Stations Podcast.
Smooth.
Yeah, damn straight it was. You weren't expecting that, were you? The full extended version of the Fresh Prince of Bel Air theme tune.
That was pretty long, wasn't it?
I wasn't expecting it to be 1 minute 40. Fuck. I should have looked. I really should have looked. But yeah, welcome to the show.
Who picked it?
Well, that would have been the band.
What band?
The band.
The band that we've been setting up for like an hour.
Yes, that band. That's the one. We weren't setting up the band for like an hour because they're really simple. Not that they're simple. Guys, Chase the Enemy are here. Yay!
Hey!
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Oh, yeah, well, okay, yeah, it works here.
Love guests.
Welcome to the show. Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
Yeah, we've got you all set up in there, and you're going to be playing some songs for us later.
Yep.
Yeah, awesome. And we're going to be playing some of your music too, and also some other amazing local music as well.
Indeed.
Yes. What are we going to be playing today?
I don't know. What have you got lined up? Don't put me on the spot. Maybe it's
well, we're going to talk about some local stuff, some stuff that's been going on, what's coming up. Christmas and New Year's has now passed us by. We did our nice New Year podcast with Tim Lee just the other week.
That was amazing.
That was amazing.
That was amazing.
I'd like to say hi to Tim Lee.
I don't.
No?
No.
How much editing did you have to do, Adam?
Quite a lot.
A little bit?
I felt like one of them people that was like ready to press the beep button every time someone was about to swear live on telly.
That's a great job, though, isn't it?
What, just go, beep!
You've got to see it coming, though.
But you cut people off, you just don't want to say anything. So I always talking, beep.
There you go. I've just lost the first track that I was going to play, so...
Well, didn't you lost it?
Yeah, I just closed the window with it in.
Why don't you play another track?
Because I'm going to play that one first.
See, you're making it more complicated, because now we're wasting time by talking about the fact that you've lost a track.
Well,
now
you've got to go find it. Doesn't it?
Yeah. Alright. So Chase the Enemy here. Whey!
And now we're ready to play the first tune of the show.
Nice.
This is for a very special band, good friends of mine, lovely, lovely guys as well. They launched their album just before Christmas on the same night that Lemon Code Kid launched theirs. I hope we can get these guys on as guests at some point soon. So Library Suits, if you're listening, please do get in touch. They brought out their album. I completely forgot to pick it up and then play any of their songs. So this is a song from their rather awesome new album. What's the album called?
I have no idea. Don't on, do this to me, Andy. I
look,
don't
it's
know.
Written there. Look, look, see? You see the picture of a tree? See the two words either side?
I can't see that.
You can't see that. Well, this is the Library Suits and I Am a Message.
Like it broke.
that was The Library Suits with I Am A Message. They really are quite awesome.
What is the message? What do you think the message of that song is?
I know The Library Suits are really good.
I am the message. What is the message?
I don't know, but it's like a jungle out there.
Welcome to the jungle.
Okay, we're going to talk about what's been going on, aren't we, Adam?
We are.
Yeah, what's been going on? What have you been doing? What gigs have you seen? What awesome stuff have you seen?
Just ask me about what I've been up to. I haven't seen many gigs, but I've been a busy guy. There's a reason I haven't been out. I've been very busy.
What have you been busy doing? You are podcasting. The podcast king of
podcasting. You know what I've been doing. Interviewing people.
Yes, you have. You interviewed one of my heroes the other day.
I know.
TV's Emma Kennedy.
Yeah. Do you know who Emma Kennedy is, guys?
Are
any of you over 20?
No.
They're not going to know who Emma Kennedy is. She's a great writer. She's got some great books. She did a lot of stuff on the TV back in the day. She was associating with a lot of cool comedians recently, in particular one of my heroes, Richard Herring, which she did the show, As It Occurs to Me, the great podcast. Probably the funniest podcast I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Much better than any of yours. And she was on that, and she is a very, very funny, very sexy, wonderful woman.
Yeah, I spoke to her. We did a Google Hangout together for about an hour and a half. It was really fun. She showed me her Celebrity Mastermind trophy.
Ah, yes, she won Celebrity Mastermind 2 years ago.
No, last year.
Last year, there we are. So, 2 years ago was when Richard Herring was on, where he lost by 1 point to somebody.
Well, there you go. But yeah, no, she was a right laugh.
So she's great.
And then to balance it out, someone really like talented and in there and intelligent and that. Oh, I've really built this up badly. I then spoke to a Next Big Brother contestant yesterday as well. Lauren Carre from
I don't know.
Last
I've
year
never ever watched any Big Brother.
And I really just dissed her, didn't I?
You did
really
just basically
nice,
say, and then I spoke to an idiotic.
No, she was really nice. She's really cute and funny and that. And
cute and funny, so much better than intelligent and achieving things.
Hey, what you like, isn't it? It's what you like. Don't know what I'm doing. I was going to be nice, and I made myself.
Have you done anything in Chelmsford of late?
No.
You went out last night.
I mean, I did go out last night.
Where did you go, Adam?
I felt like the oldest person in the world. I ain't 27. In Lloyd's, I was in Lloyd's. I felt like so old. They're so young.
Lloyd's
Everyone is young.
Lloyd's is terrible, though.
It is.
It really is terrible.
We're currently in a room with four very young people, so moaning about this is only going to make you seem older.
I know, but you're older than me, so you know, kind of balanced.
I don't look it.
Well, I don't look old, do I?
I don't think so.
I look my age, I think.
When you shave, you do look like a baby in a wig.
I do look like Chaz Bono.
You do look like Chaz Bono.
That we've gone through before.
I've done loads of stuff, I've liked. There's been some great
gigs. What a surprise.
Yeah. There's been some awesome stuff happening around Chelmsford, which has been great.
Yeah.
The Unsigned Night up at the Globe, one of the heats for the Unsigned Essex competition, which is a great thing for local bands to gain some, I was going to say notoriety, but that's possibly not the right word, but to gain some coverage and just be seen by people. I went down, four bands competing. I was impressed by all four of them. I thought they were great. Paul Dale as Owlcat Dog. Very great.
Owl Dog.
Owlcat Cat Dog. Owl.
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 Yeah.
Cat Dog.
What are you what?
Owl Cat Dog.
What is it?
Repeat it after me. Owls.
That owl.
Cat
Dog.
Dog. There you go. Owl Cat Dog.
Is going on?
That's the name of his act. He was very good. He's very sort of avant-garde, lo-fi, snacker rock sort of thing.
Avant-garde.
We had Shoot the Messenger, brilliant local act. I was going to play some of their music today, but I can't find any online. So Shoot the Messenger, if you listen to this, please get in touch. I've met you a couple of times.
Send me your stuff.
Porcupine Kiss, we're going to play some of their tunes later on. They won.
Oh, that hurt, wouldn't it?
And Mary Do You Wanna, who are a local band. Very young kids, I think.
Mary Do You Wanna?
17, 18.
Loving
yeah,
that.
Because it sounds like marijuana. But yeah.
Oh, I didn't get that.
I got that.
I didn't get that.
They were surprisingly brilliant. probably the band with the best potential I've seen in a long time.
Apart from the band that are here right now.
Best potential, as in they're not quite there yet, but they're going to be great. Whereas the band that's here today are already there.
Nearly.
Yeah, they're not denying it. They're not.
I'll back to myself out of that with some panache, I'd like to say. You are. You're awesome, man. You've got loads of like people who follow you and like what you do. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll say.
You're doing very well. Don't be confident about it or anything. You know.
I'm great.
No.
No. Trying. We're not. We're all.
Well, I just mean don't be cocky about it.
Okay, the band might split up live on the show today, so we could get some arguments going. Yeah.
That'd be quite funny.
Some leaving bands.
But you've been great. We've played some of the stuff on the show before, and I've seen you out and about a few times now, and
yeah,
always go down really well, so it's a good thing to see. But we're going to come back to you in a bit and get you to play a song. I'm going to talk more about what I've done. Hey!
Go on,
it's all good, isn't it? What else have I done?
Why are you asking me? Did it.
You might know.
No, what... Andy, I've told you before. I don't pay attention to anything you do outside of this podcast.
It's probably sensible that you don't. But the Friday night, I went over to Hooga! Up on Victoria Road, where they had the YouTube sensation and massively talented Nathan Flukebox Lee playing a gig there. And it was a bloody good night. Rammed with people, some great DJs playing. I'm going to play you a track by him now.
Do it.
Yeah? Do you want me to do that?
This is. I'm really excited for this. I love
do
this.
It.
Do it.
Do it.
Press the button.
Press the button. This is Nathan Flukebox Lee and The Clinic, and the song is called Dog.
Blaze, yo.
Nathan Flukebox Lee and the Clinic, and the song Dog. Truly, truly awesome. Hope they don't mind us playing that.
Owl, cat, cat, dog, dog, cat.
Owl, cat, 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 dog, dog. Like the Ba-ba-ra-ra Cuckoo Dadas. The Barracudas. They had a song years ago, late 60s, and they had a fake intro to the song where a guy was interviewing them, and they said, the name's Barracudas. He said, I can't remember what Barracudas, and they went, repeat after me, ba, ba, ra, ra, coo, coo, da, da, and then they introduced the song with the ba, ba, ra, ra, coo, coo, da, das.
Nice. Can there I just go. say to people that are listening live, I don't know why, Mixler suddenly has a little bit of a crackle.
Does it?
Yeah.
Is that your fault?
No, it's Mixler's fault, it's not my fault. But, hey, listen live and then listen to the podcast.
Fuck them. Yeah, download the podcast and later for the high sound fidelity.
The sound will be 10 times
better. High fidelity sound that you're looking for.
You won't have no cackling.
Cackling?
Yeah. And, and extras.
And extras.
People forget that.
There
you are
always
the podcast,
extras.
Extras.
Yes.
Jess, do you listen to the podcast or do you do it live?
Podcast.
Yeah, podcast.
So you hear the intro and outro. Mm.
Oh, yeah. There you go. So, yeah. They're the best bits, aren't they?
They are the best bits.
It's super special and wonderful. Sorry?
Do you sing?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. I sang a song for you just the other week.
You did. Which I cut.
Which I cut.
Because it was not suitable.
You asked me to make up a song on the spot, on guitar, for your podcast. And I'm very disappointed you didn't use it.
Look, I'll put anything in the podcast. But that, I couldn't.
I want to hear it now.
No, nobody wants to hear it. Yeah, it was crazy. I did some promo recording for my podcast yesterday. I made a little 5-minute promo. It's really good with an actress called Rita Ramnani.
Yes.
Who does a lot of work for a podcast. And I didn't realise how self-deprecating I am.
You are, yeah.
Really bad.
But you should be.
Because it's true.
It is.
You're such a dick.
No one is really listening.
Yeah, but I said to him, it's lucky that I'm kind of not actually a self-deprecating person in real life. I actually don't hate myself.
Again, you should be.
Because if I did, if you say, how sad, but no one's going to believe me when I'm doing a breakdown. If I do suddenly start crying, people are going to be like, oh, he's pushing it far, isn't he?
I'd love it. I'd love to see you have a mental breakdown.
I have not cried. I've not cried for about 15 years.
Oh, I can make you cry.
Well, not that way. Do you know what I mean? I'm not crying emotionally.
Actually, what I mean is I can make you weep.
Can we move on and talk to the band, please?
Band? Shit! Chase the Enemy! Hello again.
Did you just call them shit?
Yes! We can't really afford good guests. Names?
No! Name! What's your name? What a great way to introduce people. Like.
You just had a go at them a minute ago.
I never had a go at
them. Sign up to your podcast, bollocks.
You're the one with the boy band looks, I said on the last podcast.
Yes. Yeah, you do have the boy band looks.
Yeah, well.
There is only one.
He's got the One Direction look. I can see that. I think he's got more of the McFly look. Going.
A little bit more mature, a little bit more serious musician.
Like he's worked through it. He's gone through it, you know, now he's ready to be taken seriously.
Yeah, a bit more sort of metal-y, sort of on trend over there as well. And Streetwalker. So,
fucking hell! Welcome to Panic Station, the podcast where we.
I'm only joking, you don't actually look like a whore. It's fine.
Oh my god!
And why did I just say whore in a.
I don't know, but what I'm loving, I know who's listening live, and I want to just apologise to Michael Moore. Because he's listening right now.
Michael Moore, the filmmaker.
Yeah, the filmmaker.
Oh my god, that's amazing! Why is he listening to our show?
He's gonna make a documentary about it.
Oh, that'd be great.
Oh, it's the
you made a documentary about me before.
I have. I actually watched it back the other day. The Panic Awards documentary from 2011. It's really good.
It's a fascinating journey.
I'm quite proud of it.
What we do.
It's not well made. It's well made, but it's not great.
Yeah,
I was actually impressed how
it goes together.
It's
well.
A bit serious, though, isn't it?
It is quite serious.
Go on my YouTube and watch it. It's very serious.
Yeah, I do, actually.
Documentary about you.
It's about the Panic Awards.
It's about the Panic Awards.
2011.
It's an hour and a half long.
Oh my god.
I think you're in it.
Yes, I think so.
I went to do it and then had to go to work.
Ah.
Were they in it?
Shall we start the whole band thing again and try not to insult them?
Yeah. Okay, so we've got
Thomas.
Jessica.
Tom.
Josh.
Josh, there we go. Now I know their names, I can talk to them properly. Chase the Enemy, you're here to play some music and stuff like that, but tell us a bit about your band and how you started, what you do, and all of that.
Well, I started
in
a PE lesson, like, 3 years ago.
A PE lesson?
Yeah.
Oh, that just takes me back.
Yeah, I just bought, like, a drum kit at the time, so naturally just wanted to, like, set up a band with a few friends, so in that day, I think three other people got, like, guitars and stuff, so then we all just sort of practiced in the church.
Did you have, like, a trumpet player?
No, we had a keyboard. We had a manager, of course. We were
there. Manager.
How old were you at this point?
We weren't 15. In the band.
We were 15.
It was just James and a few other random people.
So. And we should mention that one of you isn't here.
Yeah. James is at uni.
Yeah.
He's a
slacker. He couldn't make it.
Him out. Yeah, we did.
But you told me before fair that he's the talented one. That's what you said. He's the one that does it all.
What's he doing at uni?
Product design.
You know what? He's going to really hate us, but it's something really weird. He's going to hate us for not knowing.
He made a Christmas tree made of beer cans for Christmas with all his flatmates.
They're like over 100.
University's a piece of piss, isn't it? What did you do for your first year course? Oh, I made a Christmas tree out of beer cans. Fucking give me a first. Brilliant. I wish I'd gone to uni. But yeah, so how did then you end up with these three reprobates?
Just like generally people leaving. Chess is my sister, so.
Uh-huh.
Sibling.
Yeah. Ah, okay.
So, yeah, it just sort of all fell into place.
Mm. I was the last member, because we hated him.
Because you're the youngest. You look the youngest.
No.
You needed to hit the oldest. You needed to hit that One Direction fan base. That's what
you're
happened.
The
exactly.
He's
that's what
the
I needed. I needed the looks.
When he joined the band, did you suddenly get lots of 40 to 50-year-old women coming to your shows and talking about
actually,
trying to have sex
I'll
with
him? Actually, there was a strange woman dressed up as Santa who went up to him and got a picture of him.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't know her. You were there. It was a
how was it
one.
Done?
Did you do anything with her?
For me to know.
Did you come down her chimney?
I might have done.
Andy, we're going into weird territory. They're young.
That's very true.
But old enough.
Oh no! He is the one from McFly. He doesn't care. I can see him on Strictly Come Dancing.
Oh yes,
I can see it.
He's a good dancer. He can do a backflip.
Yeah,
I can't
say that.
Really?
Just on my line.
Go on.
I'm
gonna do one.
Do anyway. One now. Yeah,
what do you mean, my enormous studio that we're recording?
Really high ceiling.
You're going to play a song for us now, I believe.
Yeah.
That'd
be great. What song are you going to play?
We're going to play Everyone Called Skeletons.
Okay.
Okay.
Come on.
Ready? Tracing our fingers on the walls. What does it mean to lose it all? Could I forget or silently recall that quiet we'll never be
this is it, and I must grow to fit my bones to suit your own of what you want us to be. So this is it, and I must grow to fit my bones of what you want us to be.
Lovely. Okay. That was Chase the Enemy.
Hands cramped.
One song. You only played one song.
Oh, no.
Too much wanking.
Sorry, I was laughing. I forgot we're supposed to be talking, aren't we?
Oh, it's a podcast. It's a show.
You've been playing sort of all over for about a year and a half, 2 years now?
2 years. It'll be our third birthday this year.
Oh, wow. There we go.
On August the 6th.
Oh, are you going to have a little party?
What happened on August the 6th?
We played our first gig.
Oh, okay. With you?
Uh-huh.
You forgot already.
That's right.
That was one of
it.
I don't
remember. Yeah, yeah.
I tell you what, are you going to play a gig for it this year? You're going to try and get a gig on August the 6th and have a little party?
Maybe.
I'll bake you a cake.
That would be a good idea.
Oh, that would be lovely.
They won't. I can't bake for shit.
I was going to say, can you
bake?
We could buy one.
I'm good with savoury, just not with sweet.
Okay.
That's a fascinating fact to just throw in.
I was like, was there a joke in there somewhere?
No, no, just I'm good at cooking savoury stuff. I'm not so good with cakes and desserts. I'm no pâtissier.
What?
Oh, God. Anyway, so Chase the Enemy, when are you next playing?
On the 18th of January at Tin Pan Alley for Undiscovered.
Undiscovered, yes,
Friday.
Indeed.
Next Friday.
Next Friday.
This Friday.
Friday coming up. That's my next one, and then February, and then up to April.
Oh, really? So taking a little.
Yeah, we try and do it either when James can go come back on weekends or
course,
in breaks.
Yes.
So when he comes back, we've got one, and then when he comes off in April, we do a few then.
We do play as a four sometime, but it's not like not the same.
Yeah,
it sounds
a bit plain because he plays lead. Well, him and Tom swap, but when James isn't here. Tom just plays all rhythm, well, a few bits of lead, but
it's so it always sounds a little bit empty.
Just not the same.
No.
No, isn't it?
I miss James.
It's funny because that's not what they were saying before the show. wish we could get away with him just not coming back. I don't know the phrase they said. Because when he's here, it sounds shit.
They asked if we wanted to join.
Yeah, yeah. You could play your skin flute and I could play the banjo.
Is there a joke in that as well?
I forgot to say, there was an amazing comment
the flute box man.
Nate Flute Box Lee, on his SoundCloud thing, somebody had just commented, "You've just come in my ear, pussy."
There, beautiful, man. That is beautiful.
SoundCloud's incredible, isn't it?
Did you write that, Jess?
No, I didn't.
Okay,
it was an ear. I think it was Tom.
It would be you. You're trying to be the bad boy. Oh, you're the one in One Direction that takes drugs first. That's what it is. That's what's going to happen. Which one of One Direction do you think is going to go off the rails first?
Oh, I
could not care less.
The one that's dating that bird.
I don't know.
I don't think it's going to be him.
Harry is that the one. That's,
like, it's going to be the quiet one.
The one that nobody knows.
Yeah.
He's so depressed that no one knows who
he is. Yeah,
that's it. Broke up now. She's written some fan.
Oh, it was all publicity.
He keeps doing this.
Yeah, why does anyone ever date her? I'm too scared.
Because
to.
She's mental.
She's not a
scared. Yeah, when I dated her, she wrote a song.
She's written an album about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Well, I've seen Taylor Swift live.
Really?
I saw her at me, and her bass player was just brilliant.
All her bands thought they were in like a rock band.
He was metal. He just proper had it. His bass down there.
He was a country singer.
It's Taylor Swift. I bet he never tells his friends though, does he? That he's I'm a bass player.
Are you single at the moment?
Yeah,
Taylor Swift.
I don't know.
She's already shown that she's got a taste for young men who look like
Friday's
every One Direction. Yeah.
True.
I like big cocks and I cannot lie.
Did she write that?
About you.
I can't comment on that. Not on radio.
It's my wishful thinking. Anyway.
Oh, I don't know.
Take me away from this now.
I don't know where to go.
Well, we can talk about this. We've always got our finger on the pulse here at Panic Space.
We have. I'll be honest, there's a lady called Leah Lost. This is what we're going to play a song for.
Yes,
right?
We are.
I'd never heard of her, and then suddenly, she's everywhere now. Mm. I keep seeing posts about everything, and I've listened to a few of her songs, and they're pretty decent.
Yeah,
so it's quite nice. Right.
Yes,
so,
she's very good. I think she's friends with some of the people who work with Leanne Louise, who we had as a guest just a few weeks back. We're going to play a song from Leah Lost now. Which one are we going to play, Adam?
Concrete Rose.
Why are we going to play that one?
Because I like the name.
This is Concrete Rose by Leah Lost. And that was Concrete Rose by Leah Lost. A lovely lady. Maybe we'll get her as a guest sometime.
Do you think she'd want to come in?
I don't know. I don't know her, actually. I don't think I've ever met her.
Well, we're calling it out now, Leah. Come on!
We're sending out these waves of loving.
She's for saying that. We've just abused our guest today.
We have. She's a big girl, actually. They're really nice guys, but I just couldn't help it.
Have you turned on Michael?
Yes.
Yeah, we had a conversation off air about maybe turning the main mic on for Jess.
You worry about the limited amount of stuff you do over here and the fact that you just admitted you're having an affair behind your wife's back with Jessica Moore from Chase.
It was a joke! Don't make it out as if it's
don't diminish the goodness of that relationship by claiming it's a joke. That's harsh.
I should have it feel.
You've made her cry.
That's alright, she can write a song about it. It's fine.
Taylor Swift.
It's a Taylor Swift syndrome. That's what happens. And she also said that.
What rhymes with moobs?
Boobs? Loads of things. Boobs. What? Where are we going with this one?
She could write a song about you.
About boobs. Moobs.
I love it when you're hungover. You're so quick and on the ball.
I am actually hungover.
Yes, so, you did arrive with an egg and bacon sandwich and an entire Tropicana of orange juice.
Yeah.
These are the
there's people out there who have got hangovers that are going, spot on.
Yeah. That's what you need.
That's what you do.
I never get them, so.
No, egg and bacon, man. Well, no, you need cooked egg and bacon.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but I didn't. I had to get them,
too. Improvise.
Yeah. I mean, what I could get. Why are you staring at me?
Well, you just started a sentence and then just stopped.
No, I didn't. I stopped.
That's how you talk.
Oh, going back to Emma Kennedy.
I don't know what you're doing with her.
Oh, I did a Bane impression on a podcast yesterday to some Americans. And who, me?
Yes, you have.
Finally realised that it's pretty awesome. They loved it.
They did, yeah.
They loved it.
Yeah, you're a king. You're saying Emma Kennedy.
Emma Kennedy. Emma Kennedy. I told her that you named a rat after her.
Really? Oh, was she pleased?
She loved it. She said it was the funniest thing she'd ever heard.
Yeah, you should have said that the other two were called, Tiny Andrew Collins and the even better Richard Herring.
Oh, I didn't tell her that.
She'd have loved that even more.
I think you should tweet.
I'll tweet her.
And tell her I am the person
who
named my rat after you.
I will tweet her after the show. Remind me to do that. We can do that in the extras.
Yep.
Anyway, we should talk about stuff that's coming up and shit.
Let's talk about some shit that's coming up.
Some shit that's coming up. I've got one brewing.
No, don't lower the tone, Andy.
What?
We've kind of kept it to a balance today. Don't
a make balance. There's loads of things coming up in Chelmsford and the surrounding Environs in the near future, isn't there, Adam?
Surrounding what?
Environs. Environs.
Don't have to spell it out. I don't know what it means.
Every week.
I hate people that do that. They say, what does that mean? They just spell it out for you.
Well, one of my favourite
words. Like that's going to help me.
Yeah. One of my favourite words in the world, sesquipedalian. Yeah?
That's not a word.
It is a word. And it's a word that means hyperbole, somebody who overuses long words. Right?
Yeah.
And it's a long word itself. And I love that, and I've always loved it. It was on Simon Mayo and Mark Kermode's film podcast on Friday.
Oh, I haven't listened to it yet.
They mentioned
it. So
loads
of
people know not my little secret word.
Secret word?
It was mine. I love that word. Like it was my own.
Now Jess is going to put it in a song. There you go.
I like
or James. James.
James
writes
into a song.
That'd be incredible.
That's
James writes the music.
Are you trying to say that James is the Taylor Swift of the band?
No, Jess does the lyrics.
Jess writes
James. James does the music.
And we all
kind of
help a little bit.
We do stuff on this.
Hey, you make me laugh. Josh sits there and acts as if, like, I don't even know why I'm here. I just got
this. They just made me drive.
He's a
text one doesn't work. I was saying, you can't pick us all up, we'll drive.
Josh is acting like he does nothing, and yet there's one member of the band who is actually sitting here doing nothing.
And he created the band.
Yeah.
He's allowed to, though.
Yeah, that's true. He's allowed to.
Typical drummer, just sits there tapping his legs. Oh, look at me paradiddle on my knees. Oh, yeah.
He says it is, or whatever. I create the band. It's my band. Do what I say. So
sorry, you hit things. That's
he's going to hit you in a minute if you ain't careful.
I've got a drum kit. I've tried playing. I'm not very good.
What's going on in Chelmsford?
Very difficult.
Sorry? What's going on in Chelmsford and its surroundings?
Oh, there's loads of stuff.
Just give it up now. Just go out.
It's January. It's shit. I looked on Facebook to see what events are coming up in the local area, and there's fuck all. There really is.
Have we talked about the Undiscovered thing?
Yes, we've talked about that already.
We're going to talk
about it again later, because I'm going to play some Porcupine Kiss as well.
Okay.
We won the heat on Friday.
Yep.
Lovely young men. Why do I always say that?
I don't know. It really creeps me out. You say that.
Oh, I just like men.
there you go.
But I like having sex with ladies.
Okay. What else is going on? Any comedy nights happening?
There will be a comedy night in February. I know you've got the Jolly Rogers comedy night still going, obviously, as ever, at the Golden Fleece. The Tim Lee and George Ozzy Appleton's comedy night at the Hot House, the aptly named comedy night. That will be going on, I think, in February now. I don't think they're doing one in January, because January is just so difficult to get anybody out.
Because you pulled out. He asked you last episode. And you went, yeah, I'll do it. And I bet after when we stopped recording, you went, I'm fucking doing it.
No, I was well up for it as well. But then they weren't doing it, so then I booked for a Watford gig, and that was cancelled because one of the regulars had died. And they were having the wait there on that night. Well, because in my head, all I could see was that they maybe took 3 days to think, actually, we'll cancel that comedy night that's going to clash with our wake. It would have been amazing. Especially if it was like an open coffin thing.
Oh, God.
Just like people walking past just checking them out.
Stop talking. Getting really dark.
The other night, in fact, last night. Was it last night? No, it wasn't last night at all.
Saturday last night, Andy.
Saturday was last night. What was I about to say? Oh, it was last night. Comedy Showcase at the Civic Theatre, who are doing great guns. Ben with Comedy Showcase. He's keeping the quality incredibly high at Civic each month. And last night it was Tony Law, one of my favourite comedians, one of the best comedians I've ever worked with. Absolute genius. My parents had to go because I couldn't make it. So they took my tickets and my parents had a lovely time.
I read a thing about the Golden Fleece yesterday.
Yes?
That they're no longer going to be playing live bands, not live bands, not live original bands.
Live originals bands, they're no longer doing any of that at all, apart from their once a month acoustic night, which I think the last Sunday of the month. They will do one offs and they will still do the Bay Days events and so on and so forth, but they are just doing the covers bands on Saturdays. I think mainly it's a financial decision. It just wasn't working out, it wasn't pulling the audience in, which is a shame, because obviously being a big advocate for
new music,
original music, as much as any other live entertainment, it's a real shame that we've lost a venue that does that. So there's gaps there to be filled. We've still got places that do it, you know, the Black Ball with TC
Cat Gangster. Did I tell you that I made him a t-shirt?
Did you?
Yeah, I got him for Secret Santa at work, and I made him a t-shirt with TC Cat Gangster on it.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's nice.
Such a kid.
Stay on top of it. But there are loads of places still doing it, so, you know, it's not the end of that in town, but, yeah, it's a shame that the police isn't doing it, but I understand why they have made that decision.
Yeah, we're digging, I thought
it's difficult in a large part
breaking
of town.
Breaking news, did you hear about that?
Keep that up.
Oh, yes. I didn't hear about it.
No, I was talking to Brett about it, ages ago, because he was saying that, like, a lot of original bands come in and don't bring a crowd with them, and so they expect there already to be a crowd, and that,
right.
Apart from bands he knows, he said he was just only going to play bands he knew would bring the crowd with them.
Yeah.
But obviously,
I think that one thing that really does annoy me is that when things like this are announced or happen, loads of people get online and they go, oh my god, that's terrible, why have you stopped doing that, where am I going to go to see bands? And the people who make the biggest fuss about it, the people I've never seen it again, they never bother to go. They just sort of want something to moan about. So yeah, get out there, support your local live entertainment scene.
How many times have I
said that in the past 14 years? But yeah, support your scene and get out there and do shit, because literally do it in the pub. They
don't
deserve
shit
it now they can't do original music. No, don't shit in the pub. No. Brett, I'm sorry if people now come into the Fleece and shit there. I mean, obviously you wouldn't notice, but it's not.
Jesus Christ.
It's a good pub, the Fleece. I was down there last night and the Owl House last night as well. So.
Wow.
Two of my friends' birthdays.
Two of your friends?
Yeah.
Two of your only friends, Andy.
I don't have many.
You don't? I know you don't. It's true. You've got to laugh about it. It's a fact.
Oh, bless you. Shall we talk to Chase the Enemy? We're going to play another song for
him. Yeah.
Should we go back to the band?
Jess is nutting herself with the mic.
I was just resting.
You're teabagging yourself with a microphone.
Oh.
You're going to play another song for us.
Yeah.
And talk about your music a little bit. I mean, what kind of music do you play? How would you pigeonhole yourselves without pigeonholing yourselves?
Well, we have evolved a lot, I think, since the last EP. The music we write now is a lot different to what is on SoundCloud. We sort of dropped the tuning, for one, so it's a bit...
Meatier,
yeah. Could say that.
We wrote a song over Christmas whilst James was home, and even that is so different to the like one of the songs we play today. Like, it's all new, even more, like, it's just changing.
Just changes every time we write a song.
I suppose that's the lovely thing about being in a band, is that, you know, it does evolve. You've always got that luxury. And you can constantly update your sound and change it how your mood is and how you want to play, without losing that back catalogue as well, because, you know, you can always do that. Yeah. Must be nice.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know. I'm not a musician. I have no idea. I'm just guessing. But what song are you going to play for us now?
It's one that you can download for free on SoundCloud, and it's called I've Lost Some, I've Won Some.
Autumn Star.
Time is moving, awfully slow, while our mouths are moving fast. The urge is beyond my hands. On your face, it makes me time is going past, too fast, too fast, too fast. I've run. Simplicity is beauty, and I'm begging for it.
Hold your tongues, gentlemen!
That was Chase the Enemy.
And Adam and Andy.
It sounded really nice as well.
Jess's voice.
Thank you.
Is like a cross between.
This could go horribly wrong, Adam.
It could be. Okay, before I say anything, I don't know a lot about music, so you can ignore it. Cross between Hayley from Paramore. Because see, my face, she doesn't like that. And Morrissey. Right, okay, but hear me out.
I love Morrissey.
Yeah, there's
nothing. I love Morrissey.
That's even more impressive that you. I don't say you sound like a man. Please don't make it out to worse. But it's kind of, you've got that kind of. Don't make it worse. Don't make it sound like I'm having a dig. It's a compliment.
She's got a beautiful voice.
It is a great voice. And I've said it time and time again.
You just said she sounds like a cross between a man and an idiot.
Hayley from Paramore, she's not an idiot, is she?
She's a bitch.
Yeah. Oh, you don't like her? Okay.
She's a singer.
Yeah, she's
a great voice.
Great voice,
yeah.
I mean.
She's not
a great
person.
Great pair of
fucking
lungs.
Compliment people.
I put them to do it.
Thank you.
Yes, Chase the Enemy, wonderful, thank you very much. We're going to play one of your songs recorded. We're going to play one of those at the end of the show to see yourself at the episode. But thank you very much for playing live here in the studio. And also without any monitoring as well, so you've got no idea what you sounded like.
We'll see, won't we?
I'll just dub it with a Morrissey track or something. See if anybody notices. Because then I will look. Then they'll be like, she does sound like Morrissey. That was a Morrissey track.
Play Morrissey.
I'm gonna get some Morrissey up.
Oh yeah?
No, I'm not. No, I'm gonna play a quick song actually.
Finally, you're gonna play this band.
We'll talk out the. I don't keep going on. I just you brought it up several times during the thing. What wristbands have you got on?
I've got help for Heroes.
Yeah.
And one that says "Nice people take drugs." It's ironic because I don't take drugs. And when I was at V one year, they were giving out these wristbands. Legalise drugs, man. And they just give us all the free stuff. And I put it on, and I like the reaction people give me when I tell them, nice people take drugs. And I don't take drugs.
I got it with me.
I just like the reaction people give.
So you're basically pushing drugs is a good thing.
No, I'm not pushing drugs at all.
So you're pro drugs.
I'm not pro anything, to
you're
be honest.
You're pro drugs.
I'm not pro anything.
You're not pro anything? Human rights?
No, we should all be dictatorship. We should be under. We should all live in like North Korea. They seem to have fun.
Yeah, massive amounts of fun.
We never hear a moan, do you? They're never moaning about anything. They're always
never ever talk to you about politics.
They're not allowed to moan.
Exactly.
But you know, if you give someone the freedom to moan, they're going to moan. If you tell them don't moan, or we'll shoot you.
Moaning's like, good. Okay, moaning's one of the greatest things we have. Moaning is a right. Moaning is a beautiful thing.
Yeah,
everyone loves a moan.
Yeah,
that is right. I've
never made a lady do it, but
there's still time, Andy.
There's still time before I die, which probably isn't that far off.
Going dark again.
He does, doesn't he? But he knows he's being serious. You know, like earlier I was saying I'm self-deprecating. He actually is a man on a breakdown. That's the problem.
Well, you can join the Andy Paul Hate Society on Facebook.
Yes, go on
is
Facebook.
Yeah,
there's a group. Is
join
it?
Is it
open to join it?
Yeah,
it's
the
only
four.
That's
so
good.
Good.
I'm going to join it now.
That's horrible.
Why? Oh, would you? I'm suggesting that's a nice girl.
It's brilliant because I set it up with a friend of mine.
Set it up. You know.
That's
horrible.
I'm not going to join now.
And it got really like we had about 100 odd people joined it, posting in it, and then. We got a message from Facebook saying that it was bullying and had to shut down, and my friend just panicked and deleted the whole thing. And then sort of, as I pointed out, well, I'm a member, I started it and I post in it quite a lot. I'd say it's not bullying. And then it started up again and it's really good, and very funny. You can just go on there and say whatever you like.
The person at Facebook must have gone, this is horrible, this is bullying, until they go, hang on, he set it up himself. What sort of fool is this?
It's great. There's like somebody posted some t-shirt designs with me the other day. It's
I think someone posted something like it's funny stuff. Oh, there's a lot of
someone called Brett Sanders wants to bleach your bum.
Yes, that's Brett from the Fleece.
That's the Fleece.
Oh, is it?
sorry
Phil Torrey says, why don't you sleep in something more comfortable? Like a coma.
See, so how can people find out on Facebook? There you go, let's promote that.
Andy Paul Hates Society, Facebook, there it is.
That's amazing. I haven't posted it.
So yeah, I've taken self-deprecation to new heights. My fan page for my comedy work is, which I don't use at all, I really should push that more, but it is Andy Paul Isn't Funny.
Yeah, you're all rubbish at that.
Yeah. I don't like pushing myself in that way. I always feel like a bit of a whore. You do it all the time. And
I'm used to it. People will be sick of me. I spam.
They are.
If Jess followed me, she'd see it.
if Jess followed you, she's quite small, you're quite big, she'd see nothing.
See, he really digs at me, doesn't he, about the fat thing, like you said, it's always got on me.
Right, should we play a song?
Yeah, who are they again?
Nonsense. This is Porcupine Kiss. They won the first heat of the Undiscovered in Chelmsford at the Globe. Shaky's running that. Shaky, obviously,
Shaky! Awesome
champ, good old Shaky.
Yeah.
And yeah, this is Porcupine Kiss and track 4 from their EP. Apparently that didn't play. Let's just try that again.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Porcupine Kiss and track 4 of their EP. I call it track 4 because I don't know the name of the song, because it's not written it's not written on the sleeve or anything, and yeah, I've got no
idea. It was written on the CD. So.
Is it?
Yeah.
Get the CD out and I'll tell people what the song's called.
I'll go and talk to you whilst I
try. He's just going to get the CD out for us.
Don't commentate on what I'm doing. Talk.
The CD drawer is opening. He's lifting the CD out with his finger. He's put his finger in the little hole.
Right. Shout it out. Paul's done before, I'm assuming, because that's a four.
I thought you meant shout it out. I'm like, I can't until you tell me what it is. That was Shouted Out by Porcupine Kiss, who won the first heat and therefore go through on the undiscovered, unknown, unsigned, un-something competition thing.
Okay.
Yeah, I get confused. I forget what I've done.
And that's the one they're going to be in?
I don't know.
Chase the Enemy.
They're in the Tin Pan Alley on the 26th of January. 18th. Oh, fuck it. I've got the date wrong. 26th of January, I'm judging an arm wrestling competition.
What? What? What, just in a school playground or something?
How can you judge it?
Well, hosting
yeah,
it.
That's true.
I'm hosting it. Hey, Upper Clapton Rugby Club.
Upper Clapton is a water prize.
I did a thing there for them where they had a male beauty competition. What the fuck do I do for a living?
I feel so sorry for you, Andy.
I got approached by some guys from the Cure. Right, I was around the back. There's like rugby players oiling themselves up in G-strings. I'm just like, what the fuck am I doing here?
Things like Andy turned up and goes, look guys, you don't need to pay me, I'm here for the love.
I was chatting to the Cure Goblet Cell Carcinoma guys locally, which is a great little local charity. Chaps absolutely adore. Was his wife suffering from this rare illness, and he set up a charity, and I've done a couple of charity gigs for them. Really, really nice guys. They came over to me the other day in the Globe and just went, oh mate, yeah, we need your services. Can you come and host or be the ringmaster at a boxing night? And I went, yeah, sure.
Oh, I've done them.
Why not?
You fucking whore.
Yeah. Whoops. I will do anything for money.
You will. Are we? Yeah. Well, what are we doing now, then?
I don't know. I was just quite happy with leaving that as dead air.
That's it.
We're going to close up the show now a little bit. We're going to chat a little bit more about something, and then we're going to finish up, Adam. That's what we're going to do.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm happy with that.
Good. Well, this is us signing off, I suppose.
Chase the Enemy. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Name them.
Names. Oh fuck, Josh. Tom.
Fuck Josh.
Fuck Josh.
Is that like a Rogan Josh?
Whoa.
Jess. Thomas.
That's it.
Very good.
And James.
Who's sadly not with us, but with us in spirit.
What?
You that makes it sound like he's dead.
He's not dead.
Sorry. Oh dear. Yeah, so James, who's not dead, is also a member of the band and not here. Just to clarify that he's not dead.
Okay.
Well, have you spoken to him today?
Oh, we never know. He could.
No.
Yeah.
Let's
just say he's not alive.
Text him now. Text him now.
Quick.
He does reply to text.
Oh my god. I want this on air.
Wait, no, we'll get this. Don't you worry.
He won't reply.
Well, I'll call him.
It'd be great if you phoned him.
I'll tell you what,
he answered the phone and he just went.
I'll tell you what we should do.
There and then.
For the podcast listeners, we should ring him and get him out on the outro.
Ah, here we go.
Or do it now.
Or now.
Here we are, we're calling James.
Or tell him, we're going to call him
his
back.
His surname's Buck, which is fuck with a B.
And he probably won't answer.
He won't answer, he's probably too busy shagging.
Leave him a nice voicemail.
He's got a girlfriend.
Yeah, he's shagging her.
He's shagging her, then.
No, because he's at uni and she's here.
Hello, James.
Hello.
How are you doing, James?
Not bad, cheers, you alright?
Yeah, pretty good, thanks, yeah. How's everything going at your end this morning?
Not bad, I'm literally just laying in bed chilling.
Awesome. Are you touching yourself? Are you dressed?
All of them at once.
He's touching himself.
You're live on Panic Stations, the podcast for the local area in Chelmsford.
Oh, brilliant.
Oh, brilliant. Yes.
So it's Andy Paul here and Adam Barker, we host it. And your band is here, they've just been playing.
Hi, James.
Hi, James.
Hi, James.
Yo.
Okay, yeah, he's the enthusiastic one.
James,
he probably went out last night.
To be honest with you, we were just checking you weren't dead.
I almost died.
It's all on both sides.
Was it that good a night? Well, okay, James, I'm going to hand you back to your band, and thanks for joining in. I probably put on a DJ voice for that
you
whole
time. You did. You went proper like, thank you for joining us.
You're live on air with Panic Stations.
Please mind your P's and Q's.
Anyway, I think that draws us to a natural end to the show.
I think it does.
It does indeed. We're going to go and have a Panic Awards meeting next.
Panic Awards!
Panic Awards 2013.
Yes.
Nominate Chase the Enemy. Chase the Enemy are asking for a nomination. I am not endorsing Chase the Enemy in any way, shape or form. I'd like to state that I have no preferences as to who is nominated at all.
But just we're happy for people to nominate.
Absolutely.
Go for it.
Equally, if you know any bands, any promoters, DJs, theatre productions, anything at all that's local that fits in our 10 categories, go to the Panic Awards on Facebook or www.panicawards.com. And you'll find out loads more, but you could win an award and be part of a great night celebrating the best in local culture.
It's good exposure.
That's a good advert.
It's good fun.
It's good. Off the top of my head.
It means something as well.
It does indeed. And it's all for charity too.
That, yeah.
All raising money for the Farley Hospice this year.
So not only do you raise money for charity, you could win an award.
Yeah, and thanks to our sponsors, who we've already got, six of them, we're already at the point where we will definitely be making some money for charity this year and raising it all for Farley Hospice. So that's a lovely thing.
Are we going to announce it's Farley Hospice now?
Yes.
There you go, Farley Hospice.
We made that decision, so.
Fantastic!
It's all good. Anyway, right, thank you very much, Chase the Enemy.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you very much, Adam.
Yeah, cheers.
Yeah, good. And I haven't got the song lined up, so that wasn't as smooth as I was hoping it to be.
Fucking idiot,
yeah. But we are going to play at the end of the show one last song from Chase the Enemy, and this is Give Us the Sky.
Bye!
And that was the show.
Why have you got Norman?
I don't know.
I said whore in an Irish accent earlier on. I don't know why I did that.
Hooah.
Hooah.
I love the way they say hooah.
Hooah.
Ah, no, it'd be a hooah up the road.
I love the Irish accent, you know what they're saying.
Ah, it's bloody mad.
Good old fucking
drunk. You couldn't have had any question, you can't really get them to think of it.
They all understand each other.
Absolutely. Yeah. It just makes no sense. Amazing. Remarkable race, they really are.
Yeah.
Kind of like subhuman. It's no, they're not. I love the Irish. I didn't just say that.
It's in a podcast.
I was talking about going to Ireland yesterday, actually.
Why?
To go there and see what it's like. I've never been to Ireland.
Okay. That's like a nice. I love a good story.
A friend of mine, his family lives over in Patumna, which is just down from Limerick and Dublin, and I might go there. True story.
I love a good story. I do. Really do.
We've just had a show.
Yeah, they've just heard it.
I know. And how was it?
It was brilliant. We had Morrissey.
We had Morrissey in, yeah.
And Hayley Williams.
Yeah, we mentioned Taylor Swift. Yeah. We brought her in.
One Direction was here.
And
Paramore. She ain't going to forgive you for that, Andy. You can tell. She's got that. She's like, do you know what? I used to like you, Andy.
It'll all change when I get my cash out.
I thought you were going to say something else then.
That's half of the cash.
Yeah. She always picks you up. She says, oh, I've seen him at the Panic Awards. He's really funny.
Does she? In person?
No. Not so funny.
Oh no.
So you've ruined it.
Have I lost
you've
one
had
again?
You've a fan. He's actually devastated. So that means he is.
I haven't got many.
You haven't? Because you don't promote
yourself.
I didn't mean
it. You don't ever look like a street woman. You always dress beautifully well.
Thank you.
See? Recovered. Easy.
And now it's a bit rapey.
Yeah, that was really creepy. Now it does seem a bit weird. Thank God we're at the end of the podcast.
And I didn't rape anyone.
You say that as if like you do usually rape people. That's the problem.
The Lemon Curd Kid's no kid anymore.
Oh.
He's a man, my son.
He's a man, my son.
Yeah.
He wouldn't put. He's a man, my son.
He is. All right.
Did you enjoy the show, guys?
We did.
Yeah.
Very fun.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how good was it?
-6. -6. I meant 9. 10.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's the whole show being re-edited to us just saying, and this is Chase the Enemy. But
yeah.
Should come.
We can say that.
You can, yeah.
We mean it in a nice way.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's really hot in here, Andy. I'm actually starting to sweat. Do you know what I mean?
I think that's more to do with you being fat and hungover, to be honest.
Well, that probably doesn't help. I mean, nipple hurts.
Oh, lift your arms. Oh, yeah, you're
patches,
proper.
Little sweat patch. Fat man sweat patch.
Nice. That's a band.
That's a band, isn't it?
I reckon
if I was a rapper, maybe.
No, 12-piece scar band, all of the members over 40, Fat Man Sweat Patch. They'd do well.
Oh, that's it. They're going to be playing at Hooga one day. I can see it. I am sweating a little bit here. My nipple really hurts. I don't know. Why is it with my nipple? I don't know.
Why are you sharing?
Yeah. Why are you sharing?
Anyway, that was an awesome show. We've lost it completely. We had a great time. Thank you so much to Chase Enemy for being with us. Really fabulous guests, and helped be a very funny and entertaining show with some great music. I thought you sounded great. So, although that'll be
thoroughly enjoyed.
We'll find out whether it sounded great when we listen back to the recording. But it sounded great in here. That's what matters. And if you've been listening this far, you've downloaded the podcast, I think you should tweet with the hashtag
Sweatpatch.
Jessica Morrissey.
Jessica Morrissey.
So if you can tweet us with hashtag Jessica Morrissey, that'd be great.
Oh, where can they find you on Twitter?
At Chase Enemy.
What was that?
At Chase Enemy.
Sorry, you did it so fast. Chase Enemy.
I heard it perfectly well.
it's like she didn't really want to give it out. She's like, ah, Chase Enemy.
It's because she doesn't want you becoming her friend follower on Twitter.
You have 24 hours to follow me on Twitter.
Or give, what?
Give, there's no or what, because it's going to happen.
I'd be very wary of this man if I was you.
Don't be wary of me, I'm a nice guy.
He's done it before.
And you have your own Twitter account?
Yeah.
Do
you want to give him out?
Yeah, if you want. Mine's at Josh the Enemy. At Tom the Pirate _ Not actually the word,
I was. Oh, yeah.
The pirate underscore. The least scary pirate name ever.
Mine's at
Jessica the Enemy.
Not to spell that one.
It doesn't sound impressed by it. I'm not impressed by it.
Tom the enemy. Why are you?
Yeah, why'd you ruin it?
I am a pirate.
But you're an enemy.
It's Josh and James who have the enemy.
I just asked that.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I think you're right. It's you should join in the fight.
Very, very corporate commercial.
Why are you a pirate?
Why not?
No, you.
To be honest, I have nothing to say to that.
You're quite right.
Yeah, I think you should all be pirates.
Bum pirate.
We should just be called
Chase the Pirate. The anal sailor. No,
Chase the Pirate.
Can you just say a pirate, like,
sounds like a sexual euphemism I don't want to understand. Yeah, don't mind if I chase your pilot to that.
Pilot?
Pirate. Sorry. Yeah. Yeah, Chase the Pirate.
And what websites can they go and listen to your music and find out?
www.chaseenemy.bandcamp.com or facebook.com/chaseenemy or youtube.com/chaseenemy.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, Bandcamp.
Jess is getting angry.
I can't deal with them anymore. Someone get me out of here.
Serious.
Oh, you guys going to break up?
Yeah,
right
I'm
now.
Gone.
Right now.
I'm doing a
solo. Fuck this shit.
He's actually stormed out. He's going to go and start his own band.
I'm going to throw the chair.
Tom the pirate.
We can have a proper riot in here.
That'd be pretty awesome.
Yeah.
But you'd be cleaning that up. Because I'm at lunch.
Does it look like he cleans up?
That is true.
But, should we sign off?
I think we should. We've just done a 10-minute outro. Congratulations, podcast downloaders. You've just got an extra 50 minutes of shit.
I told you it was the best bit.
Yeah, hashtag Jessica Morrissey. We'll see you next time. Thank you very much, everybody, for listening and everybody for being here.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
Hi, I'm Tommy Gunn.
I'm Chubby McCarlson.
And we're getting the character.
Yes.
We're a podcast.
We are.
We're on the Pod Gods Network.
We're on that too.
PodGodsNetwork.com.
That's a website, yep.
Yeah, where can you follow us on Twitter, Chubby?
At GIC Podcast.
Yeah, where can you follow you on Twitter?
At Chubby McCarlson.
Where can they follow me on Twitter?
At Thomas Gunn.
Wow, this is amazing.
At Murder Party 1.
That's our band. We're in a band also.
That's just another way to get a hold of us.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're not trying to, like, get Twitter popular or nothing.
Not at all.
But you know what? You can also go to our blog at gicpodcast.blogspot.com, subscribe to us on iTunes, and you can follow us on Stitcher, your mobile app.
So really, all I have to do is type in some shit
and fucking find us.
Why would I ever want to do that?
Because we're fucking hilarious.
We say funny things.
We swear a lot.
And we swear a lot.
We're not safe for your work.
We're also into stuff.
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 Lots of stuff.
Lots of good stuff.
You like stuff like we like stuff.
We all like stuff.
And maybe you should listen to Get Into Character.
And maybe you should get into character yourself.
Yeah, by, you know, getting into some stuff.
Getting into stuff and character.
Yeah, stuff and character. That sounded like a sex move.
Also, the Pod Gods Network.
.com.
Having sex in the butt.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.